There's a reason I asked James Rapide and Andrew Filippone pointed questions about the general managers. That's coming up at 8:45. I'm not going to tell you now.
Don't.
I want to.
No.
I'm not going to.
No.
Simple question. And it's really the same question for all three sports, but I'm going to boil it down to the Gardos here. And the Browns.
And the Cavs.
Not the Cavs. Not just yet. We'll wait on the Cavs season to really start to heat up before, not heat up, but start to take shape here in the preseason before we get going there with that. All right? I make the rules around here.
We're just a few weeks away.
Media day.
God,
just over a month.
It's too early.
Training camp in Florida.
I don't like the NFL sticking its ass into baseball season.
Sharpening all his pencils, making sure they're ready to go.
Yeah, further into basketball. I don't like the NFL getting further into football, or excuse me, basketball season or baseball season. I don't like the NBA starting that early. Hockey is interminably long. Holy
hockey
wow.
Doesn't have an off season.
It really
like,
doesn't.
Like they raise the cup in training camp.
It really
starts 2 weeks later.
You got to have an off season at some point.
I do not know how hockey does it because their season is. Like 4 weeks longer than basketball when you think about 2 weeks at the front, 2 weeks at the end.
And these guys get knocked clean out at times.
Have no teeth left.
82 games, then the postseason. It's just such a long sport. Respect given.
I don't know how people do it.
All the respect in the world. I do mean that sincerely. Anyway, is the postseason enough for both the Guardians and the Cleveland Browns?
I don't think so. I think the answer is the same for both of them. I think considering what the Guardians, the start they got off to, how good they were really up until the start of this month, they are a team that I felt should be a contender for the World Series, felt they should be a team that can win a postseason series, which to me is the ALDS, because they should be a team that gets a first round bye, wins the division, wins that ALDS, gets the ALCS. And for the Browns, I think they need to... I don't expect them to finish first in the AFC and get a bye. So I need them to at least win one, if not two, postseason games for it to be
reasoning.
Success.
I have a reason.
I need to see them win in the playoffs. Both organizations.
I disagree. 216-474-0092. Let me tell
side?
You why I disagree. I disagree with both, actually.
Oh, wow.
I disagree with the point you made about the Guardians because, again, I picked them at 82 and 80. This year to make the postseason, I think that right now everybody's in a bad mood. I know you guys are in a bad mood, and I'm not in a good mood about them either. There's not very many good things to say about the Guardians. They raised a bunch of money for charity yesterday. That's about as good as I can say about the Guardians. Great for them. Other than that, when it comes to the baseball, a lot of this sucks right now, and I just don't know where the answers are. Other than you got to get out of this slump. You got to get out. Find a way to. Not press, which is almost impossible to do. It's the hardest thing to do, to not press and take her easy in a race that's become the tightest it's been. Where now, technically, if the season ended today, Kansas City would win the division because they have the tiebreak over you. But still just making the postseason, considering that somebody called in earlier today and said called them a bunch of utility players, is true. So it would be good to still make the postseason. The postseason is enough. Just to make the playoffs for the Guardians is just enough for me. For the Browns, you got to look at I have to look at big picture too. If they don't make the postseason this year, jobs are on the line. The quarterback's job is on the line.
I agree.
You are looking, and I mean this could get very ugly, if you don't make the postseason, and things have gotten very ugly in the past for the Browns, dead in the hairy eyeball, you're looking at the greatest buyout in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if things don't go well, then it's hard for players to put it on themselves. I've seen it so many times here where players put it on the organization. You didn't give me what I need. I didn't get this. I didn't get that. There wasn't the proper support I need. Again, we go back to that whole Joe Flacco thing. We're bringing up the stuff with Jameis Winston. And Jameis Winston, you guys know that would be Bolshevik from the very beginning, because Jameis Winston has been every bit of cheerleader as anybody could possibly be for Deshaun Watson. But and I'm putting a lot of ideas out there that hopefully are not true. But if it doesn't go well this year, this is three straight years. This is 5 years overall that we've been waiting for this type of play. That means it's really never coming back. And then I think instead of blaming himself, which athletes very, very rarely do, he would put it on the organization and say he wants out, and they'd say, well, it's impossible because we have a whole bunch of money. We're stuck with you. And there would possibly be a thing about a buyout. It would just get very, very, very nasty.
Yeah.
In every sense.
Yep.
So to me, just making the playoffs, it keeps everybody somewhat calm. It keeps the Browns calm. I disagree with you. You're shaking your head at me. They can't hear you. It keeps the Browns calm. I don't think it makes the fans very calm, but I can look at you and then say with sincerity, they're not going to make the playoffs without him playing well. If they make the playoffs, he will have had to play well. That means that I could probably keep the team's head above water while they go through a roster transition. That means that he could be a good franchise quarterback for us. And some of the fears that a lot of people have or the downtrodden thoughts that a lot of people have about the guy maybe aren't true then. And then we can start to move on and go upward and onward. I think the playoffs with him, the playoffs we were just begging to get to with Joe Flacco, I still think the goal's the same with him.
No, our standards should be higher. The Browns did not make this trade just to be a team that gets into the playoffs and is happy about
no,
it.
But things have changed.
You're the one
who says the goalposts change naturally.
You're
yes, they are.
Still paying a guy that's supposed to be a franchise quarterback that amount of money.
He's supposed to be. I didn't sign him to the deal. Neither did you.
You have to live up to a contract there.
Do you?
Yes. For these standards?
As of right now?
This is the best roster the Browns have ever had.
Well, Watson in 2022 was expected to live up to that standard. I've had an injury. I've had scattershot play since then. How many other things have we brought up about the past and going back to 2020, which is just not realistic anymore? I have to look at what's realistic now. No, it will never be worth it. We got to get it out of our heads. Unless they win the Super Bowl, it ain't going to be worth the $230 million. Nobody's picking us to win the Super Bowl.
I agree.
A lot of people might be picking us to make the playoffs, which there's not as many as I wish. Nobody's picking us to win the Super Bowl this year, except for Browns fans. So unless they win the Super Bowl, that's the only thing that pays it off. It's a fleeting chance that you win the Super Bowl. So that's not going to pay it off. So now I have to look for the closest thing to paying it off. I might be a Super Bowl team in the future. For the big long term, I got to win football games, go to the playoffs, and I have to prove that Deshaun Watson can at least play out the rest of this contract with the Browns. There's so many things that has to be done. Making the playoffs to me is just enough for this football team.
I agree they're not going to win the Super Bowl. I agree that getting your worth out of Deshaun Watson is a Super Bowl victory. I agree there. But the closest thing to that is not just making the playoffs. They just made the playoffs with Joe Flacco.
Uh-huh.
They actually did more with Baker Mayfield.
And they needed
win in the playoffs.
They need to win in the playoffs. And they did do just as much of that. And you're talking to the guy who so many times has got a bunch of nasty messages because I say that basically you've traded Baker Mayfield for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
And in almost every sense. All these things have changed. All the ideas of what they went out to do have changed. So now I have to be realistic. It's not realistic that he's going to perform from going back to 2020 standards. It's not realistic that he's going to do that. I have to get as close to that as possible. Can he still get close to it? I think he can. If he can get close to it, then I think you're a playoff team. It is not realistic to think that you're going to go and make the playoffs with the injuries you had at the quarterback position like you did last year. I think that that's a very special story that we'll tell for a very long period of time, but that's not realistic. I can only go by the common sense. What's realistic about the Guardians, if I bring them back up? You got Jose Ramirez. You got a little bit of Josh Naylor. Stephen Kwan, people were down on at the end of last year. He obviously started off very well, but when people call them a bunch of utility players, they're right. I got to go by what's realistic. To me, it's enough to make the postseason with the Cleveland Guardians, and it's the same with the Cleveland Browns. 216-474-0092. Go ahead.
The Browns roster is so much better. Like, I can listen to what you're saying on the Guardians because of where your expectations were initially. The Browns roster from 1 to 53, I don't think has ever been as good as it is right now.
Not since 1999.
Since the return.
You're right about that.
I think this is the best Browns team. And to say, just getting to the playoffs is enough, that's not good with me. We need to have a real standard for this team, and it should be get to the playoffs, win in the playoffs.
But your standard
is unrealistic. They've done more with less than they have now.
Your standard is unrealistic. You said it yourself. You don't expect them to get to a Super Bowl.
Do you even expect
but I said just to make the playoffs is fine. But again, I have to look at where the quarterback is. They knew the quarterback that they had was not going to get them to the place that they needed to go, which at that time, the Super Bowl was a standard.
And you're talking Baker Mayfield.
Yes, of course.
Could have been talking Joe
Flacco.
And
it might be the very, okay, fine, Baker Mayfield before.
Thank you.
And it might be the, it, excuse me, it is the best roster that they've ever had. Mm-hmm. And I believe that a lot of these guys are going to play on this team, and it's very, very, very unlikely that they'll play in a Super Bowl for this football team, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I agree.
So now I have to make the very best of this investment that we've been making since 2016.
And that's more than just making the playoffs. That's more than just making the playoffs. How about winning the division to start? How about winning a playoff game, getting to the divisional round?
Does Kevin Stefanski lose his job if they just make the playoffs?
No.
Nope.
No.
Does Andrew Berry lose his job if they just make the playoffs?
No.
Nope. Does Deshaun Watson get unseated if they just make the playoffs?
Maybe.
No, you know that's not true at all. With $163 million left to pay off on that contract going into this year?
If they make the playoffs in spite of Deshaun Watson, there's a chance.
We just talked about there's no chance that they're going to make the playoffs in spite of him.
They can.
How?
They can make the playoffs in spite of him. If he's not a franchise, if he's just replacement level quarterback, they can make the playoffs.
This in the AFC?
Yeah, the roster's that good, Ken. They have what should be the best
defense
in football. I
totally disagree.
They have the best defensive player in football. They should have a really good running game again when Nick Chubb comes back.
You play two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, the entire NFL, in your division twice.
Go split with them and sweep the Steelers.
Okay, you can do that, but what about when you get to the AFC and you also have Mahomes and Allen, who are two of the best, and we haven't even mentioned Aaron Rodgers.
I don't see Allen on the schedule.
I didn't even take him very seriously last year.
I don't see the Jets on the schedule.
Okay, you still see Tua on that schedule.
Yeah, in December in Cleveland, he's not winning that game.
You still would probably see that's just a given that they're going to beat the Miami Dolphins?
Have you seen what Miami does in cold weather?
Trust me, I've seen what the Dolphins have done
in cold
weather for a long time.
In December, they're not winning that game.
But you can't just sit there in an NFL football game and say that it's guaranteed that the Dolphins are going to win that game in Cleveland. You can't just say it's guaranteed that the Browns are going to win that football game against the Dolphins. I'm not guaranteed that it is, but come on, it's the NFL, and that's a good talented football team. There's not a chance in hell that it's just a gimme.
It's a very good, very good talented football team that cannot play in the cold weather.
So on this,
and can't
on this
play
schedule,
at night in
if
the
we're
going to
do the entire schedule here, I don't even mean to play schedule game. I don't know what I'm going to get. Dak Prescott's still good, and that's still a talented football team, even though they have a big loss that had just happened on defense. Trevor Lawrence, I have no idea. He's still got talent in him. The Giants suck. Daniel Jones sucks, so I'm not even going to try to make that argument. Okay, the Raiders, the same situation. Washington, the same situation. That breaks our way. This is very good. But then you have Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. I think that they're better than what people have said. We'll see what Sirianni wants to go ahead and do.
They're a little fishy.
I got Joe Burrow, which, yeah, I know Joe Burrow ain't that great against the Browns, but I can never just take him easily because he's not that great against the Browns. Same thing with Lamar Jackson, where you've won a few more games than what you want to recognize. Justin Herbert might be back by the time November 3rd comes around. November 17th, I don't know what type of Derek Carr I'm going to get. You have the Steelers, you have the Broncos. Those should be not easy, but winnable football games, but the Broncos are on the road, and that's always weird.
And Monday
night.
You got
Pittsburgh coming up again for the second time in 3 weeks, and then you have two night games out of that, by the way. Then Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. Well, we all know about Patrick Mahomes. I mean, for the love of God here, they are not going to make the playoffs again unless he's a capable, confident, and franchise quarterback. You just can't expect that to happen.
If he is average, they make the playoffs.
And if he's average, because of the money that's left on that contract, we will convince ourselves, and the Browns certainly will, that he is their franchise quarterback, and we will move forward. He will not be unsat during a season they make the playoffs when he's the quarterback, unless he is just that terrible and isn't playing and were to get benched. None of that's going to happen.
If he is just average, we are talking about whether or not they should draft a quarterback next year.
We are talking about it, but they're not going to do it.
They might. We don't know.
No. That's not an argument. You know damn well they ain't going to draft a quarterback if he's average.
How do I know that? How do I know that right now?
Because of the money that's left on it, Danny.
Yeah. It's, 2 years left and you got a rookie quarterback? Rookie contract quarterback?
And you're
that's
gonna
a
be,
very doable
You're going to be a playoff team and you're going to draft at the back end of the first round a quarterback instead of helping out your situation you currently have. So we're going to get ready for this future year where I've just been given this golden opportunity to extend things with the – I'm not going to re-sign him. I'm not going to sign – I get a golden opportunity to try to make my football team better and be able to move that roster and I get a first-round pick to help that out.
I thought you meant with Deshaun.
No, hell no. I'm talking about the draft pick there because I could take a left tackle with that draft pick. I could take a wide receiver with that draft pick. Because we can argue about whether or not Andrew Berry's good at drafting wide receivers, but he's never had the opportunity to really draft one in the first round.
I don't think that's an argument.
Did a hell of a job trading for Amari Cooper.
He's done a great job with trades. He's done a terrible job of drafting that position.
No, Donovan Peoples-Jones was a sixth rounder. Almost had 1,000 yards that 1 year.
I still like Donovan Peoples-Jones.
216-474-0092. Like, is it just? I know I'm going to lose this argument. I know going in I'm losing this argument because I'm arguing with emotions, but I have to look at the common sense of it. The Guardians were not expected to be in the position they're at right now, and the Browns, by a lot of people outside of us, are not expected to be a guaranteed, bona fide playoff team, and you know it as well as I do. It's a quarterback league. He's going to have to play well for them to get to it. Are the playoffs enough for either one of these teams? 216-474-0092.